Banks get bailed out, we get sold out. 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 The people united will never be defeated. 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 In 1775, the American Revolutionary War began because King George III of England had banned the independent interest-free currency system that the colonies used and produced on their own, forcing them to instead borrow money as loans from the Central Bank of England at interest, which would immediately put the country into debt. 8 years later, America won their freedom and independence from England, but their battle against the central bank system and its corrupt nature had only just begun, cause by the early 1900s, a few central banks had been created and removed, and at this time, the most dominant men were J.D. Rockefeller and J.P. Morgan, Paul Warburg and Baron Rothschild, who colluded at a place called Jekyll Island after manufacturing a financial panic that the public didn't know had actually been planned as the spark they needed to initiate their plan of implementing another central bank yet again. And in 1910, a meeting occurred in secrecy between these rival bankers. This is where the Federal Reserve Act was written by bankers and not by politicians, a cartel agreement to stop competition and make money from nothing. With the government's permission, a central banking bill was constructed and fronted as keeping the public protected. But this couldn't be further from the truth, because private monopoly was at its very root. In 1913, Woodrow Wilson became president, then he signed this bill into law for the bankers as an exchange for the financial support they gave to his campaign. This is when the government's power ended and control of their money supply was surrendered to the Federal Reserve, a central bank just like the founding fathers had fought to escape. Cause for the last 100 years and still currently, the Fed loans the government all its currency with automatic interest attached to it all, so that ever paying off the debt is impossible. A privately owned agency that decides how much dollars in circulation is supplied, as well as controlling the interest rates, means it controls the whole US economy's fate. And today, the Federal Reserve still refuses to send their budget for Congress to review it. There's almost no regulation or oversight by government, so the Fed does whatever it likes with the country's and its taxpayers' money. The fact it's never been audited just stuns me, cause the public don't even elect the chairman. People like Ben Bernanke and Alan Greenspan, who basically make all financial decisions that dictate the state which we all have to live in, cause they're at the top, not politicians, and we're just the pawns in this central bank system. The people united will never be defeated. 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 Banks get bailed out, we get sold out. 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 Banks get bailed out, we get sold out.
The global recession in 2008 doubled the national debt of the United States, and due to international financial markets, it cost the rest of the world trillions of dollars as millions lost their life savings and homes. Foreclosures and unemployment rose while the CEOs who caused the crash walked away from it with their fortunes intact. Once Wall Street got bailed out and saved, they were supposed to use that money to create new jobs by lending it to small businessmen so that an economic recovery could begin. Instead, the big banks just kept all the cash and used it to pay huge bonuses to their execs, then used it to take over smaller banks and profited because there's no one to compete against. And the US banks are now bigger than ever and more powerful due to fewer competitors, while the financial sectors worked harder than before after the crisis to fight any reform. The banking lobbyists basically own Congress and influence how everything is controlled. Even Barack Obama's largest campaign donor was Goldman Sachs, who gave him $1 million with 10 million from Wall Street combined on his way to becoming president in 09. So no matter how eloquent his speeches were, he's still beholden to these power brokers. That's why after taking office, his staff was filled with former people from Goldman Sachs, and he named the same men as his advisors who were key players in causing the crisis, such as Larry Summers and Timothy Geithner, who both helped to create this financial nightmare. Now potential for conflicts of interest are large, cause the whole situation is still ripe for fraud. The CEOs who scam beyond belief and should be going to jail are allowed to walk free, cause not a single one of those executives have been prosecuted or ever arrested. Instead, we're still in their stranglehold, and this needs to change as soon as possible, cause the whole world is basically bankrupt now and in debt to itself, owing impossible amounts. The only way to stop this from destructing is by increasing real world production, which has to grow faster each day to keep pace with all the debt that our world creates. But there's not enough resources on the earth to keep this going on forever. It's not gonna work. That's why mathematically there's a pending crash, and our entire money system's on the verge of collapse, while the world at large still remains blind to how the banking system's controlling our lives through never-ending debt, and there's no way out. It's important the public starts to figure this out. It's the most important subject, in fact, for people to understand and begin to look at, cause our whole way of life now just may be doomed unless some of these problems are fixed very soon. The people united will never be defeated. 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 Banks get bailed out, we get sold out. 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 Banks